Mix 94.7 KMCH 809 on a beautiful Wednesday. Last time this guy was here, we were talking about ice cream and the seasons have turned, and now we're talking about chili, we're talking about soup. Would you introduce yourself kindly to the listening millions, please, again?
Well, good morning, all. Wayne Birkenholz here, the missions chair with United Methodist Church here in Manchester, and we're going to have a soup supper on November 12th. That's a Saturday, 4:30 to 7 in the evening, and we'll look forward to having everybody there. We're going to have chili and chicken noodle soup.
Two of the greatest soups ever made, Wayne, as you know.
they'll be good. They'll be good again, and along with that, we'll have some desserts. There'll be pie. I'm sure there'll be pie there. So it's going to be a free will offering.
Mm-hmm.
And again, like we did last year, we're going to have a silent auction, and we will do a chili cook-off again. We had nine entries last year. Pastor Phil won with his goose chili.
Mm-hmm.
He can't bring that chili this year, so he's talking about maybe a roadkill chili.
He might be cooking up something
there, so hopefully we can get some good chilies there. They were all good last year.
You and I were just talking about that off the air. Everybody's like, ooh, come judge a chili challenge. Well, it's a labor of love is what it is.
Well, and how you vote here is we'll have a jar in front of each one, and you vote with a dollar bill or a $5 bill, and then we count it up at the end, and that's how we determine the winner.
So if you could hire somebody, Wayne, to show up with a $100 bill and win this thing, right?
Well, this is not exactly like the general elections in the government. We can fix things a little bit.
Gerrymandering.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. We can do that, but we can allow that. And so that's the kind of the what, when, and where.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about the why.
Yes, absolutely.
This year, we're going to donate the proceeds to what's called a Extenuating Circumstances Fund.
Okay.
And for all the Iowa football fans out there, after the first quarter, they wave at the children up in the Stead Center Family Hospital.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, all those families are up there with their children, and they're probably going to have an extended stay while they're there. And while they're gone from home, the bills continue, and they've got travel expenses, and they have meal expenses while they're staying there with their child for support and, mm-hmm. and recovery. So what this fund does is to offer financial support to mm-hmm. ease the burden on those families. We had a few people within our congregation that have been through that over the course of the year. So it's a really good mission for us to do and support, particularly as we go into the Christmas season.
Oh, yeah.
It can be very hard on families with children in the hospital. So,
well, and gas prices have gone up. You and I both know what it costs to drive just from point to point up here, but going down to Iowa City and back. And meals down there, like you mentioned, that can go a long ways.
Absolutely, and most of those people are probably not Iowa City residents.
Mm-hmm.
They're from all over Iowa, perhaps, and maybe even other states, but they are there, and they have expenses that they need to cover at home, and this fund is designed to help them out in that regard.
So a free will offering, and give from the heart, and hopefully your heart gives big for next Saturday when this thing happens.
Absolutely. We had a good turnout last year when we did our chili cook-off, and we're expecting more this year. The numbers have coming up. People are past the COVID and
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
more willing to come out. I know we're competing with a couple other events in town, but that's all right.
Yeah.
We'll
we should mention right off East Butler there at the church. This is going on in the church proper next Saturday.
Next Saturday, yes, at the church, and starting at 4:30. And we'll have a good time.
And here's the best part. You come back for service on Sunday, it's still going to smell like chili and chicken noodle soup.
Well, and if we have any left over, you might be able to take some home Saturday evening.
Yeah, it's always good to put in the fridge or freezer and kind of thaw it out for another cold winter day. So real quick, we kind of talked off the air about it, but the last time you were here, Wayne, we were talking about the ice cream social. Give me just a little recap on that, how that went, if we can both remember that far back.
Well, it was a really good event. We got a couple of ice cream machines from the dairy producers and served some soft serve ice cream. And we had some beef burgers and pie. Always pie.
That's the thing about a church gathering. In the Bible somewhere, I'm sure it says there must be pie.
It's got to be in there somewhere. Somewhere. But it was a really good event. We had close to 300 people there and had a really good turnout for that. So,
well, we want to send just as many to come see you next Saturday. Remind us when and all the good stuff again.
That's going to be Saturday, November 12th, starting at 4:30. We'll run till about 7 o'clock. Free will offering, like you said, and we will have a silent auction and a chili cook-off. So if you've got an idea that you got some pretty good chili, boy, bring it on in, and we'll see how you fare against
we'll find out.
We'll find out.
Wayne, always good to see you.
Good to see
Happy
you,
Thanksgiving
Justin.
To you early,
well,
too.
Well, it's coming up, so yes, the weather is going to be... It's starting soon. To feel like Thanksgiving.
It'll be soup season soon. So.
Absolutely,
so
it
get,
will.
Get the jump on it early with you guys next weekend. United Methodist Church here in Manchester. Our best to everybody out there. Send Pastor in one of these days. It's been a couple years since I've seen him now.
Well,
so.
If you can get him out of his duck blind, we can probably do that. But it's the wrong time of the year for
he
that.
He can wear the gear in. He'll blend in with the furniture. It'll be fine. So
I think you're going to have to do a remote on that one.
I'm always willing to leave the building. Always good to see you.
Good seeing you.
We'll
Justin.
Break here. Dave Wakefield's going to join us. We're going from the Thanksgivings of soup to Christmas windows. Stick around. We'll tell you all about it here on KMCH.